It's 11 trivia questions on all things red while I quiz my friend Allie Mize of Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Happy day after 4th of July. Maybe you're still traveling, maybe you just started traveling, and you're going somewhere for the weekend. And I hope you decided to put this show on to pass the time. It's great for airplane rides, for road trips in the car. You can pause it, you can play out loud. You could share a headphone on a flight and kind of pause it and go like, ooh, what do you think the answer was to your travel partner? That's kind of fun, right? And it's a great show if you like pop culture. That's what I'm all about. Movies, music, television, video games, comic books, that kind of stuff. We slip in some academic stuff here and there, but that is the majority of this show, and that is the majority of the emails I get from people. They go, hey, I love the pop culture trivia. Keep it up. Keep doing it. I dig it. So that's what I'm going to keep doing each and every day for over a year now. We are on the 370-something episode of this show for the daily version. And if you want to go back and check out some longer episodes with some more chatting, some more interviewing, and some more camaraderie with like guests and things like that, you can go to the earliest part of the show's history about 3 years ago. I think I started this show in July of 2016, which would make sense because now it's July of 2019. So if you want some more content, go back and check that out. Speaking of content, I'm always posting fun stuff over in the Discord app chat for our Patreon group. You can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and sign up for just a dollar to get access to that chat room. And we post different quizzes in there and different content and videos and pictures, and posted some fun pictures from my big trip to San Francisco up at Clusterfest last weekend. You could see me on Seinfeld's couch in Jerry's apartment from the show Seinfeld. You could see me in the office from The Office, and some other fun stuff. Me and Derek Waters from Drunk History. So lots of cool stuff to check out on there, and you can make some friends over in that chat room. It's like an old school AOL style chat room where you can just ASL whoever you want in there, but there's only like 20 people. So you kind of get to know everybody. We got some great guest hosted rounds coming up the next few days on the podcast. Not guest hosted, but rather guest curated. So we've got some really cool questions from my friend Marissa Cuthbertson, who did a really good quiz last week on 80s TV shows. She'll be doing another one on one-sentence movie descriptions, Oscar edition. So be on the lookout for that in the next couple days. I'll also be putting up an episode from my friend Luke, which is about Avengers Endgame actors. You get to name the actor from three other roles they were in. He gives the example of Mace Windu, Jules Winfield, and Frozone. That would be Samuel L. Jackson. So stuff like that. And then we'll be doing this very kind of difficult. It's difficult for me because I don't know a lot about math. But John Hutton, who listens to the show, he said, hey, I got this kind of sports and games math infused pop culture quiz of 11 questions. So those are just a few of the episodes right around the corner. Today's episode is a quick chat with my friend Allie Mize from Ogopogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. And I recorded a bunch of episodes with her at once. So this is the last one of that batch. And it's about things that are red. She randomly picked this topic from a folder I had from a couple years ago. And we did some red-related trivia. I was looking up red-related movies, movies that have the word red in the title. Of course, there's Red 1 and 2 from 2010 and 2013, the aging CIA agent action movies, which are, I think, kind of comedies as well. Action, comedy, crime, it says on IMDb. Then we got Red Dawn, the original from 84 and the remake from 2012. Red Dragon with Hannibal Lecter as a prequel, I think, to Silence of the Lambs and things like that. Red Dragon, 2002. Red Riding Hood, that's a fantasy horror mystery from 2011 with Amanda Seyfried and Lucas Haas, and Gary Oldman and Billy Burke. Little Red Devil, never seen that, 2008, says Jimmy Liddell is a nobody stealing to earn a living in a dead-end life searching for his long-lost girlfriend. That's interesting. And then we have, let's see, one more. Dead Snow 2, Red versus Dead. Still on the run from a group of Nazi zombies, a man seeks the aid of a group of American zombie enthusiasts and discovers new techniques for fighting the zombies. That's a fun one. I've never seen those movies, but I've heard they are pretty awesome if you like zombies and the desecration of Nazis. So go look up some of those Red-related movies after you watch this Red-related trivia episode. We're going to jump into those questions with Allie right now. We've got 11 of them. Let's see how many you can get if you want to kind of battle against her. Here we go. Sitting here in San Gabriel, California at Ogopogo Brewing, one of my favorite places to grab a great craft beer. And I'm with Allie Mize. What's up, Allie?
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. You just ordered some pizzas for us, and they smell really good. I'm about to finish my second beer here. You talked me into the Belgian White, the Bowman.
Yep.
And what kind of mythological creature is a Bowman?
It's basically the Dutch boogeyman.
The Dutch boogeyman. And all your beers here are named after creatures like that, right?
Yep, mythological creatures from around the world.
What are some of your favorites on the board here?
Definitely the Bowman. Yep. The Charlie, which we are out of right now, but it's fermenting. It is a hazy IPA, and the Charlie is actually a lake monster.
A lake monster,
and the Ogopogo is the Canadian Loch Ness.
I love it. Very cool. And all the beers here are very good. And hopefully this trivia will be very good. I got a new folder open. It says 4/23/2018, so I did these last April or so. And you get to pick between these topics: Avengers, Brothers and Sisters, a confidence round of 10 totally random questions, Earth, or the color red, things that are red. What are you thinking?
Is Brothers and Sisters part of the show, or is it like a...
No, it would just be, you know, famous brothers and sisters from movies, books, television, things like that, songs.
Let's go red.
Red. Things that are red?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to write down these questions. You can kind of talk about why you might know these or why you might not know these.
But not and, say it?
But don't say your answer. Okay. Just write it down, and then we'll come back with the answers right after that. Number one, Miss Scarlet is a character that always goes first. In what board game? Miss Scarlet is a character that always goes first. In what board game? Number one, the color red. She's thinking it over. She's writing something down. She looked at a stack of board games that are here.
I did, but we don't even have that game.
I know, but I like that you checked. You got Battleship over there. You got Loaded Questions.
Oh, we do have it over there.
Oh, you do. That might be the one.
We do.
Number two, what sitcom star did the voice of Clifford the Big Red Dog before he died in 2003? What sitcom star did the voice of Clifford the Big Red Dog before he died in 2003? This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Just put like Clifford on that line. Maybe he'll come back to it. Number three, what company makes Big Red Gum? What company makes Big Red Gum? What's the name of that company?
I know. Oh, my Lanta.
Are you a gum chewer? Do you chew a lot of gum?
Well, my grandmother always chewed Big Red Gum.
Sure.
But it's the same as like juicy fruit.
Juicy fruit, yes. And Double Mint gum. She's thinking it over.
I'm just thinking it over.
Number four, what was the fictional first name of the original Red Ranger on Power Rangers? What was his name on the show? I'll give you a huge hint.
Okay.
It's somebody you're dating.
Okay.
Does that help?
Thank you for that.
Number five, what is the last reindeer named before Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the hit song? She's thinking it over. She's singing it. She's got her eyes closed like a savant.
What? Wait. So it has to start with a...
It's, nope. It's just the last reindeer before Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So the red is the Red-Nosed Reindeer reference here.
Okay.
Yep. Got it. Number six. What women's magazine was first published back in 1903? Women's magazine 1903.
Okay.
Number seven. Who plays Frank Moses in the aging action film Red? This is a movie about like older
assassins.
Yeah. Oh, and Frank Moses is played by who? Number seven.
Okay,
number eight.
Okay.
What's the red Teletubby's name?
Okay.
Number nine. Which of the four South Park main characters consistently wears a red jacket?
It's a Kyler Parker.
Kenny.
No, Kenny has an orange sweatshirt.
I'm colorblind.
That's right.
Number 10, according to the 2017 Consumer Reports, what is the most commonly eaten red fruit by Americans?
What? I'm in the middle of a podcast.
I'm just trying to help.
Move along. Most commonly eaten fruit? It's a red apple. That's sad, because they suck.
And number 11, for 2 points, Richard Bernard Ehart was an entertainer that went by what more common alias? This is a really tough one. Richard Bernard Ehart.
Did he sing or act?
Mm,
Cinema, I think, was more known as an actor-comedian. Entertainer that went by what common alias? This is The Color Red, number 11. All right, you feeling good, Allie, or bad?
No.
Not so good? We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to Things That Are Red. Allie, how many do you think you got right out of 11?
Pretty much one.
One? Oh, no.
Maybe two.
This is a tough quiz. Number one, Miss Scarlet is a character that always goes first. In what board game? What did you write?
Clue.
The answer was Clue.
Oh,
nice
dang.
Job. Do you play a lot of Clue?
No, but it's a really good movie. If you've never seen it,
yep.
Watch that
One of my favorites, and I own probably seven versions of Clue.
That is amazing.
Every time I find a new one at a thrift store, I buy it. Because they have like different actors that portray the characters in the cover of the game.
It was cool. Miss Scarlet in the parlor with a wrench.
That's right. Number two, what sitcom star did the voice of Clifford, the big red dog, before he died in 2003?
No idea.
That was John Ritter, who was on Three's Company.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? John Ritter died in the hospital my daughter was born in, St. Joseph's in Burbank. A lot of famous people have died there because it's Burbank and they're filming things and they have a heart attack or something, you know? I think Alan Thicke, another TV dad from Growing Pains.
Oh, that's
I think he died there too. Number three, what company makes Big Red Gum? What'd you write? You just wrote gum.
My thoughts on that are like Wrigley's.
It is Wrigley's.
Oh, does it count that I didn't
sure,
write it?
Sure, because yeah,
oh,
you didn't write it down
Atlanta,
and look it up.
But it's Wrigley's.
It is Wrigley's. Nice
and
job.
It starts with a W. I know how to spell Wrigley's. Thank you.
Like Wrigley Field. I think they own the field. Number four. What was the fictional first name of the original Red Power Ranger in Power Rangers? That was Jason.
Tommy
was the Green Ranger. Jason was the Red Ranger.
Do you remember the pink Power Ranger?
Kimberly.
Yes.
Amy Jo Johnson.
That was Jason's first crush.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of people. Number five, what is the last reindeer name before Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Blitzen.
Reindeer in the hit song? It is Blitzen.
Yeah!
Nice job.
Ooh,
so you're doing better than you thought.
I know my Christmas. Do you have a Christmas category? Let's do it.
We'll have to do it.
Oh,
number six,
Lanta.
What women's magazine was first published in 1903?
Red Book
is correct. Number seven, who played Frank Moses in the aging action film Red? It is Bruce Willis.
Oh, I had a little help on that one, you guys.
Number eight, what is the name of a Teletubby that is red?
Poe.
It is Poe.
Shut the front door.
It is.
Oh, my Lanta.
The front door being shut.
I am.
Number nine, which of the four South Park main characters consistently wears a red jacket?
Cartman.
It is Cartman.
Oh, my gosh.
Number 10, according to the 2017 Consumer Reports, what is the most commonly eaten red fruit by Americans?
Red apples.
It is apples.
Oh, my Lanta.
And the bonus for 2 points, Richard Bernard Ehart was an entertainer that went by what more common alias? Anything? Stop. Red Skeleton. He's an old comedian.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
My mom likes Red Skeleton. She's 73.
Oh, my mom's 73.
She is. Kieran Buds of Crest Hill. I am. Yep.
Bless your mother.
Yes. That was our little quiz on red things. How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's the best you did. You were so worried about that, and you nailed 9 out of 11.
No, I knew it. I sang that song in my head.
Good stuff. Allie, what is something coming up this summer that you're looking forward to at Ogopogo Brewing?
We have a block party on July 27th. It's pretty bad. Food vendors, bands, and you can bring your beers outside. Commemorative glassware. Cupware.
You guys have really good merch here. The shirts are super soft and kind of worn in.
And we'll have a specialty shirt for that event.
That'll be fun. And then you also are getting ready to host a big Harry Potter trivia event with me on August 3rd.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday, August 3rd, we'll be doing Harry Potter trivia at Ogopogo Brewing from 7 to 9:30 or so. Tickets will be $10 and on my website, triviawithbuds.com, very soon.
Probably going to be till 10 because that's going to be intense.
It's going to be pretty intense. And we're going to have so many Harry Potter prizes. And it's just going to be a blast if you like the books and the movies.
Also, Allie, if you dress up, extra points.
I think you get a bonus point if you wear a costume. I think that's a good way of getting some people in here.
Gryffindor.
Gryffindor for life. Allie, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, bud.
There it was. A fun little chat with Allie Mize. Always great having Allie on the show. If you want to be on the show, get ready because new rewards are coming later this week. In the next week or so, I'll be posting those over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And the $15 tier gets you a guaranteed spot on the show. That's right. If you want to be a guest every single month on the show in any topic at all, in any format at all, you just have to donate $15 or more and you can be on the show. I'm doing the show every single day, so I'm always always looking for some cool content. You could be on the show in the form of asking me questions. You can record yourself asking questions and I'll post it. You can have me quiz you. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think would be the most fun, I'm down to do it. It's very customizable. So check that out. All it's coming very soon at patreon.com/trivia. With Buds. If you're a brand new listener and you want a little swag pack, I'm always happy to send you a sticker or a postcard or both. Send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, with your snail mail address, and I'll send you a card with some cool stuff in it. Always looking to impress the new people who decided to check out the show. So I will be sending that stuff out pretty much every week. I bought a roll of 50 stamps, so I'm in it for the long haul. If you want me to send you something, just let me know. Oh, and it's time for the big trivia team name of the day. We like to do this every day now for the past week or so. And your trivia team name for today is this: Fake IDs Nuts. How do you like that one? So I'm going to use that one a couple weeks ago with me. I wrote it down: Fake IDs Nuts. There's your next trivia team name if you need one. And the question of the day is happening right now. That's brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. On what sitcom would you find a dad character named Red Foreman? Nice, easy question for you. If you know the answer to that question of the day, tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. That question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com if you need something printed. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.